Welcome into another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Today, catching up with an old friend of mine. He is former Iowa Secretary of Agriculture and former USDA Undersecretary under the Trump administration. Bill Northey joins us here today. Bill, it's great to have you on. How are you?
I am great, Jesse. Good to be able to have a conversation again.
Yeah, and it's great to catch up with you, Bill. It's been too long, I think, for us to have a conversation. I'd like to start, as you look back at your time at USDA and you reflect on that time as an undersecretary, what are some of the things you're proud of from that time at USDA? Let's start there.
Well, you know, we sometimes talk about the age of our pets and dog years and those kinds of things. Time can seem like more than a handful of years. When you spend some time there, just the intensity of all of it. So the role that I had was called Undersecretary. It's Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation. So you have the Secretary, Deputy Secretary, and then 8 Undersecretaries responsible for Farm Service Agency, Natural Resources Conservation Service, and a Risk Management Agency. And so lots of stuff, standing up Farm Bill stuff, very interesting. Process off the 2018 Farm Bill. We stood up several ad hoc programs, including Market Facilitation Program and Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. Between the series of those ad hoc programs and other $50 billion worth of farmer support that went out to producers and did it in a speed that's unusual for government sometimes as well. Because it needed to get out to be able to help people that were being impacted by trade or coronavirus. So I would say just really being able to help folks, whether it was weather emergencies or the impact of the trade disagreements that we had or coronavirus, and being able to help people in a meaningful way. And then we brought FSA and NRCS together. They had been in separate mission areas before. Even though they're in the same county offices in most places, most counties around the country in a service center together, they had different undersecretaries. And so we brought them together, the leadership together, and encouraged our rulemaking to be coordinated, to understand what each other was doing and look at software changes and other pieces. So really created a culture of cooperation. After all, the farmer doesn't care, you know, whether we got different undersecretaries, if that's what they call them, you know, or missionaries or whatever. They don't care. They just want us to work. And in some cases, our roles were such that they didn't work well together. And we were able to streamline some of that process as well.
On the flip side, what are some things you learned in your time at DC? Well, we're always growing. We're always learning as human beings. What are some things you learned just about how things work in DC and how things work at USDA?
Well, you can imagine it's a big place, so it's a bureaucracy, and we all talk about the federal bureaucracy, and there's a reason for it. I mean, our mission area was 22,000 people, and for all the folks in that organization to kind of be pulling the same direction, you need some structure to all that, and it slows things down, too, in the way you stand up rules and the way you communicate things out to folks. But we have a big country. And so I got a chance to be able to travel around a little bit to folks, not as much as Secretary Perdue, as he was everywhere. He just did a great job of getting out and talking to folks and listening and hearing what was going on. I got to 48 states and be able to listen to some of our employees, as well as meet with many different farmers out there. And you remember that when you stand up a EQIP program for conservation, it's got to work for a potato farmer in northern Maine, and it's got to work for a rancher down in Texas that just had a wildfire. And so these it's complicated to stand up programs that have to stretch to different producers. You and I could be farming across the fence from each other and have a different situation, different ages, different equipment, different landlords and other things. But boy, across the country, when we're farming different crops or livestock and seasons and everything, it takes a whole process to make sure that when we make a rule work for one farmer, it doesn't mess it up for another farmer. And so it takes some real kind of thoughtful standing up process and checking back and clearing. And so it takes a while. So it can be a bureaucracy. But people are, especially coronavirus, a lot of folks were hurting out there. We heard from them. Some we were able to help, and others, you know, it just, we didn't have the tools to be able to do it. It is a big country, but ag folks are the same everywhere. They're kind of humble and hardworking and proud of what they do, and yet they needed some help and could share with us, and we could find some ways to be able to help. So yes, interesting as can be, challenging. It's a government is accessible. I want to encourage folks, meet with your congressional folks, meet with the employees. People do want to hear what would work better in government for you. So certainly that was very valuable to us when we could hear from other folks.
You know, Bill, I've enjoyed our discussion today. I'd just love to know what's next for you. You've had a long storied career helping folks in agriculture. Obviously, your time as Iowa Ag Secretary and then Undersecretary USDA. What's next for you? I mean, are you kind of taking some time to just slow down and reflect, or do you got some plans in motion?
Well, having some conversations with folks. So I don't know whether I will. I'd sure love to get back on a planter tractor this spring and get out to the farm. I don't know if that'll happen or not for sure. We'll see if that's part of the mix. But I'm sure there's something out there. I don't know what it is yet, Jesse, for me to be involved in. Good experiences. And I'm sure the next chapter will be as interesting. I didn't really write this USDA chapter. This came to me as the secretary reached out and said, "Hey, we're looking to do some things. You want to be a part of it?" And then even when I got there, neither of us knew that we'd have trade responses and coronavirus to get through. So just a really rewarding kind of experience. I'm sure whatever's next will be that same. I just don't know what it is yet.
Well, we'll definitely keep our eyes open to see where you head next and what you're a part of next. And of course, anytime you want to chat, Bill, you know, my door is always open. I love to talk with you.
Sounds great, Jesse. Thank you. Great to talk with you.
And again, that is former USDA Undersecretary under the Trump administration and former Iowa Secretary of Agriculture, Bill Northey, joining us here for this edition of American Ag Today. And that's going to do it for another episode of the show produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you a great day.